The Top 200 Prescribed Drugs podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and may not be construed as medical advice. The information is not intended to replace medical advice offered by physicians, pharmacists, or drug manufacturers.
Hey, and welcome to the Top 200 podcast, where we will be covering the top 200 most prescribed drugs, one at a time. This episode, we are looking at number 4 on the list, which is levothyroxine sodium. Some brand names: Levothroid, Levoxyl, and Synthroid. And Synthroid is actually the 8th most prescribed drug on the top 200 list. Mechanism of action: it is synthetic T4 or thyroxine. And thyroid hormones just increase the metabolic rate of body tissues as well as regulate cell growth and differentiation. And T4 is a major component of thyroid secretions and is needed for proper thyroid function. Indications: mainly hypothyroidism. Can also has an indication for TSH suppression and the treatment or prevention of euthyroid goiters, as well as an indication for the treatment of myxedema coma in patients without severe heart disease. Dosage forms: it comes in tablets and powder for injection. The tablets vary in micrograms from 25 to 300, and the powder for injection comes in 200 and 500 micrograms. And once you pick a specific brand or dosage form, you generally want to stick with it because there are equivalency and absorption issues between switching. Doses: for hypothyroidism, the doses are going to be patient specific. You're going to start with lower doses in patients with cardiovascular disease, severe long-standing hypothyroidism, and elderly patients. The reason for this is levothyroxine can cause rapid increase in metabolic rate and cardiac output, which can lead to cardiovascular issues in these patients. Initial dosages that you're looking at for hypothyroidism for healthy individuals is 1.7 micrograms per kilogram per day as a single dose. Now, if the patient is greater than 50 years old or less than 50 with cardiovascular disease, then you want to start with 25 to 50 micrograms a day as a single dose. So that's going to be a little bit lower dose. And patients with severe hypothyroidism or in elderly patients with cardiovascular disease, you're going to start with an even lower dose, 12.5 to 25 micrograms a day. You're going to evaluate the patient after 6 to 8 weeks of therapy, and you're going to adjust the dose accordingly. You can increase the dose by increments of 12.5 to 25 micrograms. And once they are stable, then you'd want to monitor them every 6 months or yearly. If cardiac symptoms develop or worsen, then you're going to want to hold therapy for 1 week and then reinitiate at lower doses. You ideally want the oral dose administered on an empty stomach about half an hour to an hour before the first meal, so before breakfast, with a full glass of water. This is especially important for Levoxyl. The Levoxyl tabs can swell and disintegrate rapidly, which can result in choking or difficulty swallowing, so take with plenty of water. Doses for myxedema coma without severe heart disease. Myxedema coma is just it's a consequence of decompensated hypothyroidism, and you're going to want to treat this with IV levothyroxine because oral absorption is unpredictable in these patients. So the initial IV dose should be 100 to 500 micrograms, and you're going to see the max effect within 24 hours. If a second IV dose is needed, you can give another 100 to 300 micrograms 24 hours after the initial dose. And you're going to continue giving lower IV doses until the patient is stable and able to take oral doses. Contraindications: hypersensitivity, untreated thyrotoxicosis, and untreated adrenal insufficiency. Adverse drug reactions: in general, the adverse drug reactions seen are a result of the dose being too high and resemble hyperthyroidism. And they include difficulty concentrating, fatigue, frequent bowel movements, goiter or thyroid nodules, heat intolerance, increased appetite, increased sweating, irregular menstrual periods, nervousness or restlessness, unintentional weight loss, palpitations, tachycardia, arrhythmias, increased heart rate and blood pressure, hair loss, and increased liver function test. Major drug interactions, only thing I will say here is levothyroxine may increase the effects of anticoagulants. Pregnancy and breastfeeding, it's category A, and the dose may need to be increased during pregnancy, and you'd want to use in caution if breastfeeding. As far as safety and efficacy monitoring, you're going to want to get TSH levels as well as free and total T4 levels, and you're going to want to monitor for signs and symptoms of hypo and hyperthyroidism. Major counseling points, you want to go over how to take the oral medication. Ideally, you want the patient to take it on an empty stomach about a half an hour to an hour before the first meal with a full glass of water. Again, especially important for Levoxyl. Let the patient know that they're probably going to need to continue this therapy for life to control hypothyroidism, and they need to inform their doctor or pharmacist if they become pregnant or plan to become pregnant, because the dose may need to be increased. And you'd want to counsel the patient on signs and symptoms of hypo and hyperthyroidism. We just covered most of the symptoms for hyperthyroidism. For hypothyroidism, you can have increased sensitivity to cold, constipation, depression, fatigue, heavier menstrual periods, arthralgia or myalgia, paleness or dry skin, thin, brittle hair or fingernails, and unintentional weight gain. Patients with diabetes will need to monitor their blood glucose more closely, especially during initial treatment. And then a few side notes, hyperthyroidism is a risk factor for osteoporosis. Levothyroxine sodium is unstable in the presence of light, heat, air, and humidity, so it's going to need to be stored in a tight, light-resistant container. And if you are using levothyroxine sodium powder for injection, it should be reconstituted immediately before use and should not be mixed with other IV fluids. And that is it for the number 4 most prescribed drug, levothyroxine sodium. Send me an email, thestudentpharmacist@gmail.com. You can also go to the website, thestudentpharmacist.com, and I'm on Twitter @thestudpharm. Thanks, and that is it.